struggled with a common problem: who was in and who was not. The requirements were related to the cultural and religious practices of Jewish converts. Similar questions plague us to this day regarding who belongs in our country, our neighborhoods, our schools, even our church. The answers are easily found in Jesus' call to keep his word of love and peace. In this spirit, let us turn and greet our neighbors.
Thank you. teaching and honor others, Lord. And that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to and not leave you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the good Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. The apostles and elders, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was also called Barsabbas, and Silas, leader among the brothers. This is the letter delivered by them. "The apostles and the elders, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to send representatives and to send them to you along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey the same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place upon you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell." The word of the Lord.
Oh God,
A reading from the book of Revelations. The angel took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed, and on which names were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of the Israelites. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, and 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The city had no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and its lamp was the Lamb. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. This Thursday, we will celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption, and a week from today, Pentecost. The world has reached the point where we need to ask if churches might be bombed or in some other way attacked on these days. We have seen massacres at Christmas and Easter, And this, alas, is only the tip of the iceberg. The great age of martyrs was not the early church, but the 20th century, and the 21st will in all likelihood surpass it. 2019 looks as if it will be the most dangerous year yet for Christians. We in America are experiencing some diminishment of our religious freedom, at least in the public arena, ranging from the discouraging to the frightening. The move in California to break the seal of confession is particularly troublesome. We should be vigilant, but unlike our fellow Christians in other lands, this is not lethal. This is not only a cause for us to pray, and I note the prayers for persecuted Christians is the Pope's prayer intention for this month, but also an opportunity for us to understand today's gospel and this weekend's secular celebration better. When St. John speaks of the world, it is usually not favorably. Accepting Jesus was not without consequences. We have seen that the leaders of the Jews and Gentiles alike were threatened by Jesus and the church and sought to destroy it. Look at not only the Gospels we have read since Easter, but the second readings from the book of Revelation. The early Christians knew that they were in a hostile environment. John then contrasts the world with the Holy Spirit, most specifically seen as the advocate who unmasks the world. The word advocate, paraclete in Greek, derives from the word for come to my side and reflects the ancient court system. It was a cross between a defense attorney and a character witness. He would plead the case, but also assure the court of the person's innocence and good character. This fits this situation well. We see the advocate giving comfort to the disciples, but also showing the truth. The advocate is introduced a few verses before this. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows it, but you know it because it remains with you and will be in you. Notice this is another advocate. Jesus is the first paraclete because he comforts the disciples and reveals the truth to them. The world has been too corrupted to see the paraclete and will not accept his words as true. But those who know Jesus, not merely know about him, will hear him. This theme is continued in this week's reading. The advocate will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Remind here is not just recollection of the past, but an opening to a spiritual understanding of not only what Jesus meant, but who he is. This is most clearly seen in peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Peace is shalom, harmony. Harmony between God and humanity, between our humans, ourselves, and humanity and nature. It is what the other Gospels call the kingdom. It is a gift that only can come from God, as it relies only on connection with him. Our passage today opens with an answer to the question, Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? His answer is that the world does not hear his word, and God is not able to make a dwelling in them. This is a promise that goes back to the prophet Ezekiel. My dwelling shall be with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Dwelling is another indication of our covenant with God. We as a community share a common life with him. What passes for the peace the world gives is based on circumstances. Having enough money, good health, a tranquil political situation. All of this is wonderful, but any of it can be taken away. As this is precarious, it is often maintained by force, indeed violence. It is not real harmony, just a ceasefire. Jesus can tell them that their hearts should not be troubled or upset, because what he offers cannot be taken away by anyone or any situation. Through the Paraclete, they will grow in their faith and understanding. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. The history of the church has proven that we often can still not bear the truth, but we have followed close enough that we have not vanished into the wilderness. As Americans, we remember this weekend that the world is still filled with discord, darkness, and disaster. Over our history, we have asked men and women to defend our incomplete grasp on freedom, often with total sacrifice. War is never good and productive, but we pray that those in which we participate will at least be just and limited. It may bring a cessation of hostilities, but never harmony. At times like these, we especially need to remember the presence of the Advocate. We are told that he teaches everything, and everything he teaches is never to be satisfied with anything less than the peace he offers. And the promise he makes is that even in times of violence, he is the one always at and on our side.
For the church that is still divided by disagreements and factions, that we may remember Jesus' call to love, to live in love and peace, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for the incorporation of more women and lay leadership in the church as we struggle to respond to the Spirit's efficacy in the 21st century, we pray. For peace in the Middle East and throughout the world, especially where there is discord among Christians, Muslims, Jews, or those of other faiths, we pray. For those who refuse to respect anyone who looks, speaks, dresses, behaves, or believes differently, and for those whose faith is diminished by inflexibility, we pray. For those graduating this year who dream of new possibilities for the future, and for those burdened by student loans or barriers to their dreams, we pray. On this Memorial Day weekend, we pray for all who have died in service of others, especially those who gave up their lives in wars in far distant places. And for all leaders whose decisions can lead to war or peace, we pray. For our own petitions, we pray. For those burdened by poverty, illness, or grief, and those we serve through our parish ministry, we pray. For Salvatore A. Farioli, remembered by Marianne Simons, we pray.
Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be accepted from God the Almighty God. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your riches, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
We pray. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks and said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which he poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of
as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy my brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind benefits to your people. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament. And pour into our hearts the strength of the saving food through Christ.
Hi, good afternoon. Francis Chin from the pastor, on behalf of the Pastor Council. I guess we only have two reminders. One, our music ministry pianist and cantor today, Coco Lung, is performing at Carnegie Hall on Tuesday, the 28th. Tickets available online or at the ticket office. And secondly, of course, the biggest event of the season, the 150th anniversary of our church building, which will be held at the 11:15 a.m. Mass next Sunday, on the 2nd, followed by we're going to have a cookout, we're going to have a barbecue, we have a lot of different tables from our ministries, and I was just told this morning we're going to have a photo booth. So, please come out and plan to stick around for some hot dogs, hamburgers, and food, and fellowship with all of us as we celebrate our 150th anniversary of the church building. Thank you very much.